The fact is that it was tough going for many of the Saints. The first two companies walked across the plains with little mishap. They almost waltzed across. But according to church records, of the 70,000 who started the trip west in the 22 years between 1847 and in 1869 when the railroad was completed, close to 4,000 Saints, one out of 18, died as they attempted to make the journey. Our next song reflects some of the sober realities of the trip. It's called The Lonesome Roving Wolves. I particularly like the haunting quality of this and can imagine what went through the mind of the writer. The Mormons were camped down by the green grove, where the pure waters flow from the mountains above. The hunter just returned from chasing the bull. As we listen to the howling of the lonesome roving wolves, as we listen to the howling of the lonesome roving wolves, our guards, they were stationed at their posts all around, at the top of the hill where the wild bull is found. The wind blew so hard and approached us so cold, as we listened to the howling of the lonesome roving wolves, as we listened to the howling of the lonesome roving wolves. The groans of the dying were heard in our camp, and the cold chilly frost, it was seen on our tents. For the thoughts of all hearts could never be told, as we listen to the howling of the lonesome roving wolves, as we listen to the howling of the lonesome roving wolves. The grave of the stranger, it was left on the plains, down by the green grove, there forever to remain. To remember his grave, we left ashes and coals, to hide him from the savages and lonesome roving wolves, to hide him from the savages and lonesome roving wolves. Early next morning, just at the break of day, the drums and the fifes, they did play the reveille. Our mules were brought in, our baggage for to pull, and now we'll bid adieu to those lonesome roving wolves, and now we'll bid adieu to those lonesome